In the diverse landscape of the English language, there are expressions that resonate profoundly with our human experience. They mirror our stories, our triumphs, our trials, and shape our understanding of the world. One such phrase that holds a special place in our hearts and language is a blessing in disguise. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. The phrase, a blessing in disguise, conveys a simple yet profound truth about life. It suggests that a seemingly adverse or unfavorable situation may lead to unexpected beneficial outcomes. In other words, something that initially appears to be a problem or a setback could eventually turn out to be beneficial or advantageous. While the phrase itself paints a vivid picture, its real essence is beautifully captured when we examine it in the context of our lives. Let's ponder over some real-life anecdotes and illustrate the power of perspective. Let me share with you the story of Emily, a brilliant software engineer. Emily had been working at a prestigious tech company for several years when suddenly she was laid off due to company-wide budget cuts. It was a tough time for her. She felt lost, disappointed, and anxious about the future. But as time passed, Emily began to use this period as an opportunity for self-improvement and exploration. She took up courses, expanded her skill set, and began freelancing. Soon, she found that she enjoyed the flexibility and diversity that freelancing offered. It gave her the time to pursue her hobbies and spend more time with her family. What initially seemed like a significant setback turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Here's another one. Richard was preparing for a marathon. He had been training intensively for months, and he was all set to compete. However, a week before the event, he sprained his ankle and had to withdraw from the race. He was deeply disappointed. But during his recovery, Richard discovered yoga. He found that not only did it help his healing process, but it also improved his overall stamina and mental focus. Richard started incorporating yoga into his training regimen and went on to perform better in his subsequent races than he ever had before. The injury, which at first seemed like a terrible misfortune, proved to be a blessing in disguise. As Emily's and Richard's story suggest, the concept of a blessing in disguise is all about perspective. It invites us to shift our focus from the immediate disappointment or setback to the potential benefits that might lie ahead. It's about recognizing that while we can't always control what happens to us, we can control how we respond. Now, this is not to say that every hardship is easy to overcome or that every challenge comes with an obvious silver lining. Life is complex, and it throws us curveballs that can be tough to handle. But a blessing in disguise isn't about denying these difficulties. It's about cultivating resilience and adaptability. It's about learning to look beyond the present moment and stay open to possibilities. Moreover, it's about understanding that growth often comes from uncomfortable places. It is during our hardest times that we build our strengths, discover our capabilities, and learn valuable life lessons. The phrase is a reminder that sometimes what we perceive as a stumbling block is actually a stepping stone to something better. A blessing in disguise also encourages us to embrace uncertainty. It reassures us that not knowing what's around the corner isn't necessarily a bad thing. After all, life is an unpredictable journey, filled with surprising twists and turns. It is in navigating these unexpected paths that we often stumble upon our most profound blessings. So, what does this mean for us in practical terms? How can we incorporate this perspective in our everyday lives? It starts with acceptance, acknowledging that disappointments and setbacks are a part of life. Then comes resilience, the ability to pick ourselves up and keep moving forward. And finally, it's about maintaining an open mind, staying receptive to the lessons we can learn and the opportunities that might emerge. In essence, a blessing in disguise is more than just a phrase. It's a life philosophy. It reminds us that the clouds of disappointment often have a silver lining, and that even in the face of adversity, we can find opportunities for growth and happiness. It invites us to embrace the unexpected, cultivate resilience, and celebrate the unpredictable beauty of life. So next time you face a setback, Remember the phrase, a blessing in disguise. Let it offer you comfort, hope, and the strength to look beyond the present moment. After all, who knows? What seems like a problem today might just turn out to be your biggest blessing tomorrow. And that, my dear friends, is the true power of a blessing in disguise. It teaches us to cherish the journey with all its ups and downs and always keep an eye out for the hidden blessings along the way. Thank you for joining us on another enriching episode of English Plus Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or enriched your passion for the English language, please don't hesitate to follow us on your preferred podcast platform. We highly value your feedback. Your ratings and reviews not only help us refine our content, but they also allow us to connect with more language enthusiasts worldwide, amplifying our shared love for words. For those eager to delve deeper and unlock exclusive access to our special audio series and bonus episodes, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. By doing so, you're not just supporting our work, but also opening up a treasure trove of knowledge just waiting to be explored. Once again, I'm your host, Danny, grateful for your time and participation. Until we meet again in the next episode, remember, learning is a journey, and we're glad to be a part of yours. Signing off for now, see you next time on English Plus Podcast.